It's time now for our community connection. I've got our city manager, Becca Shrupp. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. I know you had a meeting last night, so what happened?
We did, yeah. So a few things on the agenda last night. We had two resolutions. We are working on our Wells Park bathroom, so we did obtain two different quotes for that. So the council approved a quote from our REB Construction to do our Wells Park bathroom and concession stand. So we are hoping to take those down here late summer, early fall, and get those built back up and ready to go for next spring.
Okay, great. That's something we need. Sure.
Yeah, very exciting for that park over there. And then we also are working on another project. We are in the process of doing our terminal building out at the airport. So that's our next big project out at the airport. So the first part of the project is to design it. So it's a design phase. So we do get grants from the FAA and the state to help with these kinds of projects out at the airport. So the council approved last night the FAA grant for the phase one, so the design of the airport terminal building.
Oh.
So, yeah, so with that, with all these projects, it's a 95% covered by the federal government, 2.5% covered by the state, and then local share is 2.5% for these projects. So very excited to get that project underway.
Yeah, nice. That's not too bad. So, yeah.
Yeah. So those were the big resolutions. And then I talked about the budget guidelines for this budget season. So hoping to have between a 3-7% levy increase. So hoping just a moderate increase this coming year for our levy. We talked about health insurance. That's always an unknown as we go into the preliminary levy and budget, our police contract, looking at that, projects, our infrastructure projects that we're looking at doing next year. We will have an election next year, so that'll be in the budget. And then different things for capital items. So we will be putting in dollars for our bike path. So if you remember me talking a few times back that we had gotten a grant, we received a grant for our bike path. So we'll put in our local share into that.
Neat.
So yeah, so just kind of upcomings for budgets. And then I talked to council about kind of different things we are working on. So we're working on still cleaning up some junk areas. Four big ones that came to them. Three are pretty well cleaned up. Another one is still working on it. And then I shared with them that the assistant city attorney had sent over a draft junk ordinance to kind of look at to maybe have a little more streamlined process when it comes to how to handle those who won't clean up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing some TIF reporting. The tree board is working on their EAB preparedness plan. And yeah, our Morris model team is looking to send up a couple of their members up to the state fair to kind of talk about all of the different sustainability stuff we're doing in town. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat, too.
Yeah.
A lot of good information.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to add?
We have our next meeting on August 12th. It will be, we will be having a public hearing for our the TIF, a proposed TIF district that was talked about a couple meetings back. So,
okay.
Yeah, people want to know kind of what TIF is about and that project, they can certainly come and share concerns or, anything for that.
Okay, cool. All right. Sounds good. August 12th will be your next meeting, so I'm sure we'll see you right after that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Becca Shrupp, the city manager update here on the Community Connection. Thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you.